One of the difficulties with looking at the relationship between intelligence and successful language learning is actually defining what intelligence is. William Stern, a German psychologist, defines intelligence as a general ability to adapt to new conditions and performing new tasks. Dearborn, was way back as 1921, he proposed the definition that intelligence is the capacity to learn or to profit by experience. Here are some more definitions. Intelligence is the ability to process information, to convert this information from one form into another through logical operations. And in this sense, one may term computers or even ordinary calculators as intelligent machines. On the more humorous side, intelligence has been defined as a measurable capacity, which must at the start be defined as a capacity to do well in an intelligence test. Intelligence is what tests. Since the 1980s and with the work of Howard Gardner, intelligence was defined as having different aspects, so-called multiple intelligences. When Louis Armstrong, the jazz player, was asked to define intelligence, he replied, "If you gotta ask, you'll never know." So the problem with intelligence is how to define it. Is it possible to measure something that cannot be defined? It seems rather impossible, yet intelligence tests have a century-long tradition, and they have been used by many companies and schools as a form of so-called reliable assessment of candidates in their recruitment process. And such assessments as these, although popular, are also quite controversial. For example, in World War I, the American Army used the results of a test series known as Alpha and Beta tests. And their aim was to provide clear evidence of differences in mental capacities of black and white soldiers. However, these results were a product of racial discrimination rather than measurement of any form of intelligence. So there's been much criticism leveled against intelligence tests, IQ tests, because no one actually knows what they actually measure. So, as regards this non-definable thing called intelligence, there has been a correlation of a greater ability to learn grammar and reading skills and vocabulary skills if you have a so-called higher IQ. But then that doesn't mean that there's any necessary correlation with your ability to perform orally speaking skills.